Thanks to the pandemic, a night at the movies is a distant memory for most people. But on Thursday, Aspen Film opens its 41st annual film festival at Aspen's Isis Theater. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth spoke to Aspen Film's executive and artistic director Susan Rubel ahead of this year's virtual and in-person screenings.
There's obviously been a lot of uncertainty over the last few months about what you can and can't do safely in person. What was the planning process like for this year's festival?
You know, I think initially going into Film Fest, our 41st, we just assumed that it was going to be a fully virtual event, that we would be doing all screenings online. And then as we started getting word that a couple of the bigger fall festivals were actually happening in person, Venice was hell-bent on executing an in-person festival, which they did seemingly successfully. Toronto came out as doing a hybrid version, and Telluride just, they decided they weren't going to do anything. So I tried to get my head around that, and I realized, yeah, well, you know, we have a partnership in the Isis Theater, and we can potentially use the theater for opening and closing night, and we were able to get four bigger movies that we would be showing in person. And then sort of the crowning glory for us was this David Burns' American Utopia, which was a film that was, you know, kind of my dream movie. I saw the show on Broadway before the pandemic, fell in love with it, and when I read that Spike Lee had come on board to direct it as a documentary, I started bothering HBO.
I'm so glad you brought up the Spike Lee and David Burns film In Snowmass's Town Park, because I just thought that was such an interesting thing. I mean, have you ever been to a film festival where you're going to a drive-in screening?
No, and my understanding is that this seems to be the model this year. I mean, if you look at a lot of the offerings for the New York Film Festival, they were operating in Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, and Manhattan. And for some of the bigger movies, they were setting them up as drive-ins exactly for this reason. So we jumped on the opportunity, and we're really, I think, either the fourth or fifth venue in the country to do this film as a drive-in.
As far as the in-person screenings that are part of this year's event at the Isis Theater, for movie lovers, going to a theater in person is probably, it probably seems like a distant memory right now. Some of these films had requirements to be shown in person, but for you and the other organizers, how important was it for you to try and host screenings at an actual theater?
When we realized the caliber of film that we would have more access to by doing so, it kind of became paramount for us. We have certain patrons who keep saying, we can't wait to get back in the theater. I just want to sit in the dark and eat Milk Duds and watch something. And then we have other people who are being a little bit more cautious and are somewhat reticent about coming into, you know, into a theater. We are following all social distancing rules. The theater itself is following strict social distancing rules, but we're really operating at like maybe 25% capacity. But it was incredibly important for us to be able to try to pull this off.
With everything going on, the pandemic, the election, racial justice protests, it's such a hard and difficult time for a lot of people. Is that reflected in any of the film selections this year?
Oh, I would say so. A big film that premiered at Sundance, directed by Brian Fogel, who won an Oscar recently for the film Icarus, talks about the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Big message and statement in that one. And we have a couple of other documentaries that really shed light on some bigger issues. One is called The Truffle Hunters, which is a closing night movie, which is about truffle hunting dogs in Italy and how this is really a lost art. There's an underlying message about the environment in that film.
The film industry has taken such a hit during COVID. And on top of that, most arts and cultural events in the Roaring Fork Valley and around the world were canceled this year. Mm-hmm. What are you trying to give people with this year's festival, and what do you hope people take away from it?
So we're really trying to give them a festival experience of the same caliber that they would have had if the theaters were open and we were able to execute this at the Wheeler and the Isis as we traditionally had done. I'm incredibly proud of our lineup. We're really trying to create dialogue and conversation while at the same time giving our audience access and exposure to some of the best cinema from around the globe.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation, with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.